of the inverse ratio between the size of the mouth and the size of the brain.
I don't know, Morty.
We can't do this again. We spent way too much time trying to do fun voices in one show.
What are you talking about?
We tried to do funny voices, and it was excruciating. Trying to listen to it. It was ridiculous. Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Geeks vs. Nerds by the Epic Rap Battle by Rhett and Link. They're awesome. They do, what do they do? Mythical Morning.
Let's talk about that.
No, it's way better than this show, I tell you.
Self-deprecating show host.
Those new to the show, welcome to Experience Points. This is the show where we drop nerd knowledge, geek knowledge, all type of knowledge on top of you every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. But you know what? You can get this knowledge dropped on you any day of the week.
I can have knowledge dropped?
Yes. And you don't have to pay anything.
Wow.
But you can if you want to. it's all online. Bear, what is the website?
It's over at exppoints.com if you double tap a P.
We're also on social media. You can go to exppoints.com/social to hit up all of our Facebooks, the Twitters, the Google Pluses, the YouTubes, the Steam communities.
I'm stuck on Google Plus existing.
Yeah, so is everyone else. It's real bad. It's a real, real
It's a bad situation.
G Plus does not need to exist anymore, especially with things like Instagram and Vine and 500px and LiveJournal.
Nobody got time for all that.
MySpace.
Like profiling and everything. You just want like a 10-second clip.
That's it.
Done.
That's all you want.
In fact, that's all they want to hear of us. We're probably done at this point.
We also are on iTunes, Spotify. Well, I'm sorry. We're soon to be on Spotify. We are definitely on Google Plus Music. Not Google,
Google
Plus,
Plus
Music.
Google Play Music
yes. Podcast.
Yeah, the Android thingy.
GPMP. Google Play Music
Podcast.
We swear
we're good nerds. We know what thingies are.
We're also on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Apparently we're on other podcasting sites as well, like Podcat.
And we don't even know how we got on the internet.
I think, yeah. I
feel like it's like that cat thing.
Well,
there are people and
companies out there that they look at Stitcher or they look at iTunes and they go, hey, sweet. And then they put it on their thing too. And it always comes back to us. Like, we get the full, you know, viewership. And there's like thousands of people that listen to us apparently, which is thank you.
I'm glad the world is that bored. So they want to hear my beautiful voice.
To listen to two nerds that have opinions about stuff.
In a dark room.
Yeah, wow. What? Is that like a... What
are you doing with this?
What
artist
were you mimicking just now?
What
dirt room? Yeah,
a dark room.
Oh, dark room.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway,
okay. So he's a little psychotic.
Yeah,
I'm the normal one. Everyone,
anyway,
it's okay.
Thank you for listening. We PayPal and Patreon. If you want to donate money to the show, PayPal
still,
directly.
For some reason,
Patreon will allow you to give us things, and we will do ridiculous things. We'll make houses out of saltines.
I do ridiculous things. We'll just film it.
We'll film it. We'll have action figures destroy a castle made of candle wax.
I'm gonna invent video radio.
We will. I'm trying to think of ridiculous scenarios. We'll yell your name the entire time. You know,
that would be fun. Yeah, we could do that.
Camille, smash, smash, but Camille, smash, smash.
Point is, we'll do crazy things for money, and we're pretty cheap.
$5. Let's cut to two songs. We'll come back, talk about what we did last week. This is Goof by Binar Pilot. After that, it's going to be Geek Culture is Dead by Kirby Crackle. We'll see you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Experience Points is the name of the game. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard GEEK, Culture is Dead by Kirby Crackle. Before that, Goof by Binar Pilot. Bear, this is a segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. So what did you do last week?
I got in internet competitions, and I think I may have messed up a little bit.
You got
in internet competitions.
Are you missing a word? Are you got in an internet competition?
Nope, I got, yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Are you got an internet competition?
I got an internet competitions.
Okay. Explain
with
what that
comic
is.
Book artist Jen Blake.
What is he art?
She art.
What is she?
For, what is it? IDW?
Is it Jim? G-E-M?
J. Jin.
Jin. I think it's Jim.
Jen. Anyway, she and I are having a drinking contest next week. It is on.
Is it?
I have to defend New Orleans title. Because she thinks she could outdrink me.
So, contrary to what people think on the show, I think we don't talk about what we did last week during the break. So, most of the time, I'm like, oh, yeah,
you really shocked.
You played Pokemon, that was it. Okay, cool. Like,
I do other things, like go enthusiastic walks at night.
While you
really, you're not going to pick up that reference?
No,
I'll let
no,
it drop. No. Anyway, so drinking contest at Everfree Northwest, or after, more specifically, in the hotel lobby.
Okay.
I'm defending New Orleans. She's defending her ladydom.
Oh, okay. And so it's... I'm sorry. I accidentally thought that you were doing this over the internet, which was confusing.
Oh, the challenge was issued
the gauntlet was
via
dropped.
Twitter.
Digital gauntlet. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It all started because Jen's been doing a week or a daily drawing, like sketch, for all this year, going all year.
Okay.
And she sketched Jack Sparrow as a pony and was asking why the fireball is gone. So there was a mashup for you.
All right.
And then in the thread we started, we hijacked it, and it got off onto drinking contests happening next week and RoboCop.
Okay, so, those are pretty good.
Those are a good combination. So then I drank and watched RoboCop, and it's pretty much what I remember from my life last week. I'm preparing the liver for next week.
This was the original RoboCop, 1987,
yeah. Oh, I'm
right?
sorry. Yeah, we actually had
this is a
discussion.
Big deal. This is a big deal because...
It is a big deal. We shouldn't overstep that. They got rid of the hand
It was Peter Weller, not Michael Keaton.
Right. The original 1987?
1987. Oh, yeah. 1987, Paul Verhoeven.
Yeah.
The great thing about Paul Verhoeven, two things, RoboCop 1 and 2, Starship Troopers 1.
Yes.
Both fantastic movies. And I say that, of course, they're ridiculous movies. They're supposed to be.
Oh, I love RoboCop. Know. I mean, I was
get off your high horse drinking with Starship Troopers.
Yeah, and so no one's worried. Yeah,
you
I did play Pokemon last week.
You could be on your high horse for 2 and 3. And that's,
also,
that's for RoboCop and for Starship Troopers.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
2 and 3sucks.
I also cried profusely because I missed the free Pokemon from last month. For the 20th anniversary.
Are
so.
You real right now?
I am so real.
I mean,
am the most real you have ever known.
Why? About
so
Pokemon?
Yeah, dude. It's gone. I don't even know what it was.
You can't even
I wasn't paying
ever?
Attention. Like, I don't know when April happened. It apparently is the
last, like, 30 days.
Yeah, but apparently. That's
we
what I'm
we have four shows to show.
That's so crazy. And now we're here. And I need to remember
started,
new Pokemon.
Started at the beginning of April. Now we're here. Very cool.
I hate you a little bit.
What else have you been doing?
I mean, well, that took a lot of drinking and preparing the liver for an internet-issued challenge.
Okay.
It takes a lot of time. Yeah, cue Rocky theme while I'm, like, chugging, like, a thing of Bayou or Kraken.
Are you all right in there?
Just passed out face down on the floor.
It's the eye of the... Are you all right? You need to go to a doctor.
So I will be back week after next with the results
I
of said competition.
You're drinking, you're like, MG! MG!
Why do you think I dream about you?
Oh, no, that was Adrian from the movie.
Oh,
but
MG.
I was trying to make fun of Sylvester MG. Stallone's, like, tough accent or dialect or whatever that is.
Just still, yeah.
Beaten, swollen jaw, Italian sounding. I can't.
Okay. I thought you were saying
you
MG.
Know, sometimes whether you have like a bad weekend.
Hey, we already discussed that doing funny voices. And if we're not going to be able to let me do the funny voices, then you can't do the funny voices.
All right. I'm down for not doing any more funny voices.
See, that's all it takes.
So,
would you like to move on to what you did this past
what
week?
What I did was...
Is it? Can we talk about it? Is it legal?
We can't. Most of it, yeah. So, I started watching Game of Thrones... Season 6.
So,
wait. I've only seen the first episode, and I'm not going to talk about Game of Thrones because I hate when people do this on the internet and you end up spoiling something accidentally, and there's a big deal, and I don't
so
even
you
know.
Know the big deal about the current season.
No, it was past the books.
No. It's talking about people talking about it.
No, we're not going to talk about
our
it.
Our wonderful president could have ruined it for everyone.
That's good. Is he in it?
No. That would be amazing.
is Obama
no,
in Game of
No, he got it before it was released.
Really?
And it was a big to-do. Yeah.
Oh.
So he could have literally gone on Twitter and just been like, I ruined everything. This
be?
Is your life.
Let me
I'm
be
the president of the world. Hashtag POTUS.
I wish I could do a funny voice of Obama, but I really can't.
I'm not even going to attempt Obama.
I can't even do it.
I started. We're not doing this. You told me we're not doing funny voices anymore.
We had that one show.
Despite the fact that I really want to.
But no. So I watched the first episode, and it literally did nothing. It didn't answer anything for me.
Yeah. I guess I should start watching since they passed up the
Silicon Valley started coming out again, and I didn't mention that on the show. But if you haven't seen Silicon Valley, not you personally, but if people haven't seen Silicon Valley and you like tech geek, you know, sort of, if Office Space was funny to you, this is Office Space 2.0. Yeah. This is as good, if not better, than Office Space in a lot of ways because it's sort of matured with how technology has matured. And you know, Bear and I work in the tech field. We deal with, and then sometimes we are these people in the show. And it's so...
That sounds believable.
It's so perfectly, like... It's so perfectly satired or whatever. It's great. So if you if you have a chance to watch it, it's on is that on HBO 2 as well? I think it's on HBO.
HBO 2.
No, it's HBO as well. It's not the
channel. Is that the name of the network? HBO as well?
No.
Because at this point,
HBO,
we're doing networks.
The
like,
other
Apple-y.
Version. Let's see.
ESPN 5000.
The Ocho. No. So let's see. What else did I do? I started getting into Diablo 3 seasonal. For those that don't know, seasonal is effectively you start over brand new from scratch, you play through the entire game, you level, and you fulfill these certain requirements. When you fulfill these requirements, you get gear that's exclusive to that season. So it's a reason to start over and go through it. And I realize, you know, going through Diablo 3 the first time, really difficult. Like, not difficult now, but, like, it seemed way harder. I guess it's like going someplace the very first time. It's like driving to Disneyland.
Okay,
you drive to Disneyland,
it
takes
further,
forever.
And then
you drive back and you
like
realize it's well, no, if you're driving back from Disney, it's still really far.
Okay, so
Disney's different.
I'm going to complain since we do live in Louisiana and I've been to Disney a few times, believe it or not, that I would like to go there. Florida.
Yeah.
I hate that state.
Florida, you need... Look,
Florida needs to get their crap together.
When you get to Florida...
Look, Florida, you shouldn't
you're
be this
there.
Long.
You're halfway there when you get to Florida. You
get
Pensacola
and
you're like...
That is a bunch of BS. I crossed like four states to get there.
Right. Well, you cross through the tiny little, like, standing on one leg parts of the stage, you know?
Four states to get there, and your state should not be half my journey.
Yes.
I want a mouse in my life, and I want it now. In a magical castle.
Gee.
That's how I feel.
Oh, boy.
Again, you said I couldn't do funny voices, yet I keep doing them.
We're one for one. I started playing. I played some Rock Band 4. And I played some Rock Band 4 to try to get back into it. Because
I'm still waiting on the reunion tour.
I'm still waiting on them to patch Rock Band 4 to include Rock Band 2 songs because they haven't yet. And it's kind of one of those things where they said they were going to do that at the beginning or the middle of February. And here we are in May. And they haven't done that yet, which is kind of strange.
I still don't know what happened to April.
Well, or March. So let's see, I played a little bit of that. And then I picked up Soma again. I started playing Soma, and then so many good games came out that I just dropped it. I stopped playing it, and I stopped experiencing this awesome. It's almost like BioShock 1.
Okay. Ooh,
but it's better BioShock 1 for what BioShock 1 was for in atmosphere. It's better immersion.
Oh, that's
it's better
nice.
Underwater, crazy. You know, it's a different story. It's completely different from BioShock, but the idea of I'm stranded underwater and I the world is closing in around me. The super scary, I can't do anything. It's almost like the survival horror of Alien Isolation, where you
now
feel
you're giving it high praise.
Now you feel
you're
helpless.
Forewarned.
Well, you feel helpless whenever you are supposed to feel helpless. You feel the adrenaline rush of having to get away from something, but then it melds that with sort of the atmospheric nature of being underwater, very reminiscent of BioShock 1. Yeah. And I guess BioShock 2, whatever. BioShock 2, take it or leave it.
You're losing me.
But so I played that a little bit more, got a little bit further in the game, and I'm really enjoying it. I feel like the game's about to end, though, and I don't...
That's always a sad point.
I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm waiting for the big aha moment in the game.
It hasn't happened yet?
Well, it has.
Are you afraid it happened already?
I'm afraid that it happened, and it happened really early in the game, and and it was like everything was drawn to it, and then it happened, and you're like, I still have so much game left. Clearly, that wasn't it. I've got to do this other thing, and then at the end there will be that big tie up, that big wrap up at the end.
And you're afraid that's
I'm worried that like the big wrap up isn't really a wrap up. It's just we sort of told you this earlier, and we sort of just confirmed it every step of the way, and at the end you're just kind of gonna be that's gonna be it. And so it wouldn't hurt my feelings too much, but it would be nice to have some sort of closure. And then finally, I watched another couple episodes of 11/22/63. I'm still not finished with it, but I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Your ability to sit on the couch and watch TV, it's really commendable.
I was at my computer, too.
Whoa, I know.
I had all these other distractions. Finally... And then we're going to cut to two songs. But finally, one of the best things I did was I uploaded tons of backlogged episodes.
I saw that.
If you're a Facebook friend, I'm sorry. Facebook friends.
I was upset. I was stressed.
Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus.
Like, it just...
Google Plus friends.
I here have everything.
Initially, it was, hey, I'm going to upload and share immediately all of the backlog episodes of, like, the 2 months. And then the next, like, four or five shows that we had that were still backlogged, they would get dispersed over the next, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 days. And I think they're all dispersed now. We're still 3 episodes behind because that's the last time I started working and cutting all the episodes. But there were, I think, 15 episodes. We now have over 110 episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Tons of those things. So it's ridiculous. Now, the great thing is, you know, I worked on getting us on Google Play, Google Play Music,
Google Play, yeah.
Podcasts, and we will eventually be on Spotify. I don't know when, though. That's sort of a very passive thing. They're just introducing podcasts to that medium.
Right.
But we're rebranding ourselves. We're still going to be the Experience Points radio show, but we've got a brand new banner that's going to be posted online
pretty
soon.
Which is awesome.
Very retro, very, very super retro. But
mega retro.
I don't know if we want to make it any more retro than it is. We might just
Pong. I think we would just, it would be like an abacus. And we would
That'd be so good. I wonder if we could do
Actually,
that.
I kind of want to do that now. Can we do that?
How many abacuses do you think they have at Walmart right now?
Oh, man, like none.
None, because they have calculators.
Because Texas Instruments put at the abacus out of business.
So, that's what I've pretty much been doing. It was a lot of updates for the site. It was a lot of updates for the stream. And it was sort of a lot of restructuring as far as how better can we serve out this content. And I think what we're going to have to start doing is we're going to spend more time. I did try to do a retro review of Armored Core 2. I know
that seems
like such a PS2 game. It was for our separate site, Video Game Rewind.
Okay.
And I didn't get all the way through it because I'm having a little trouble with my setup. But once I figured that issue was out, those problems out, then we'll have a couple of retro reviews of at least PS2 games, but I might go back and do some PS3 and maybe even more retro than that, PS1 and things like that.
Dude, I'll do pen and paper. Like, I heard this game, Tic-Tac-Toe.
Tic-Tac-Toe.
Don't know if you've ever played it.
The cat. The cat will get it a third of the time.
Oh, I don't like that cat.
A third of the...
I just want to be very clear.
We're going to do songs. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some news and stuff. Here We Go Again by Random. That's Mega Ran also. Jetpack Blues, Sunset Hue by Anamanaguchi. You know what? We'll throw Nom 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 Nom.
Yes!
By
Perry
Grip in the mix as well. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Here we go again. All is peaceful in the city, and things are back to normal.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Baron.
That was Nom 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 by Perry Grip.
I love
Before
it.
Before that, Jetpack Blues, Sunset Hues by Anamanaguchi. Haven't played that one in a long time. It's really good. And then Here We Go Again by Random, or Mega Ran, as he was called. Let's talk about some news, because
it's news time.
I feel like it's pretty good stuff. So
let's get our news on.
Since last week, we've gotten at least an anime bomb drop. Did you ever watch the series Gantz, GANTZ?
Sounds familiar. What was it about?
People die, and they wake up in a room,
yeah.
And there are a lot of naked, gruesome deaths.
I think
and
I may
it's
know.
Not
what you're
elfin
about. It's not elfin.
Not
elfin
lied. Not elfin lied.
Oh my god, that was so
but
good.
It's very similar. It's pretty grotesque. Anyway, they have to kill these aliens, and then they have a chance at becoming alive again. It's a really good series.
I do think I've seen that.
It ended way too soon. I think it was by Studio Bones, maybe. Or maybe it was IG. I can't remember. Anyway.
Your face can't remember.
Well, my face and my. I guess.
Just
brain.
Do it. Continue.
It looks pretty good. There's a CG video or a CG movie coming out called Gantz Zero that is coming out later in Japan, later this year.
Okay.
Hopefully, it will make its way to the was it? Are we the West?
We're West.
Are we the West? I guess we're West and East. That's what gets me confused.
Oh, my gosh. You concern me.
Listen, it's one of those
things. I mean,
things
it is round.
It's a round.
It's a globe.
Very nice round.
I mean, technically, if you
nice
went
Earth.
Far enough east, it would hit us. But we're the West. Because, think of it this way. Whenever they left Europe, they got a little boat, and then they crossed westward.
Okay, Westward. I can remember that. Anyway, Gantz, CG version of it, coming out later this fall, hopefully.
So is it like a remake of the old one in CG?
I don't know if it's a remake. I don't think it's a continuation. I think it's just a redo.
Yeah, okay. Same universe, complete rear. Okay, gotcha.
Yep. Switching gears a little bit to killing something.
Yay!
Not really switching gears because, let's be honest, Gantz, you kill a lot of people in that movie. There's an anime.
What are you looking at me crazy for?
There's an anime series, Gantz, and there are two live-action movies. The live-action movies are bad. They're all based off of the manga that came out, I think, in 2000.
Why do they always do that to anime and manga, trying to make a live-action movie? You ever see the DBZ movie?
I mean, they did that with literally all of our superhero movies. It's not really crazy.
I mean, I think it's crazy.
We took comic books, and we made animated, series, and then now we're making Batman versus Superman. So...
And still, I'm like, eh.
Did you need to do that?
The Nostalgia Critic posted a video, and he nailed it.
We wanted it to be way better than it was, but it wasn't bad, but we fell short.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Did you hate it? No.
Did you like it?
No.
What I referred to about killing things was that...
Yeah, you probably should explain that.
We talked about it in March and early April.
Let me get my killing calendar. Hold on. Okay, I'm looking.
In March and April, we talked about Microsoft killing off Lionhead.
Yeah.
They were the ones
that
were in charge of Fable Legends. All the Fable games, pretty much.
Fable, go bye-bye.
Goddess, G-O-D-U-S.
Bye-bye.
And then a few other things. Anyway, we told everybody that they were closing that studio. Well, it's closed.
It's done. Dunsky.
They have... They said that... We can confirm that after much consideration over the six-week consultation period with Lionhead employees, we have reached the decision to close Lionhead Studios.
I mean, what was that consultation? Please don't close us. We're going to close you. Please don't close us. We're going to close you.
We have nothing but heartfelt thanks for the team at Lionhead for their significant contributions to Xbox and the games industry. So,
well, rip.
Weird, I guess.
Sorry, Lionhead.
You know what? I'm sorry, Lionhead, for all the people that... You know, are now no longer employed there, but I don't like you, Peter Molyneux. I don't like you as a game developer. So I'm kind of glad that hopefully you won't be able to have a lot of steam behind your games anymore. I think you're a bad,
well,
maybe not a bad developer, but
now we know how MG feels.
Yeah, let's talk about other negative things in life.
Yeah, just bring me down.
So have you ever played League of Legends?
Yes, I actually tried so hard to love League. I hate it.
Okay, I don't play it because it literally seems like the same thing over and over and over again. I know that's what games are.
I'll tell you exactly what I wanted. The PvP stuff, like Capture the Flag and all that, from WoW, without the rest of the MMO stuff.
So you wanted the Battlegrounds?
Yeah, I wanted just Battlegrounds.
You know, you can do that if you just play WoW and just do the Battlegrounds.
Just do the Battlegrounds. Well, that's what I was doing at the time.
Okay. Tyler won. That's the screen name or the username of a prominent League of Legends streamer.
Good for him.
Who?
Her. Them.
Well, good and bad, right?
They've been mentioned really on our show. I call that a win.
Incredibly. Well, just wait. Just hold on to your horses and pants because... So he was very, very popular, but for being like a troll, like super troll, toxic behavior.
That's part of what I didn't like about League.
Right. So this guy was incredibly just like belligerently the troll, the worst type of streamer you can have. Riot has permanently banned him.
Indefinitely banned this guy. Which means it's not defined.
Let's just say this.
Doesn't mean forever.
They
probably means forever.
They did a really he said a bunch of really negative, terrible things. I can't even repeat some of these things.
Wow.
I'm not gonna repeat any of them actually. In fact,
it's the internet.
If you look up any of the videos, just understand they're all NSFW. Like, you should not watch them around your work colleagues or small children or even grown children. Like, probably
bad, huh?
Yeah, the guy's pretty upset, you know. Okay. And so,
well, you know, I don't know.
Sorry, dude. Sorry, bro. Don't be a jerk, wad.
Yeah. It's weird to me how people
be totally
can
rad.
Be
don't be totally
jerks,
bad,
and then think it's okay.
Yeah,
and yeah, I guess claim freedom of speech or whatever. But there's a difference in freedom of speech and being a jerk.
Well, the nice thing is, you know, freedom of speech does not protect you from the way people treat you based off that freedom of speech. It just says that you're not going to get persecuted by the law for saying those things.
Right. The government's like a
There's nothing illegal about it, but you're still a jerk. And if Riot, who, for those that don't know, they run League of Legends.
Yeah.
If Riot wants to say, hey, you're negative to the community to the point where we don't want you even playing our game, and we will take your 96,000 people that watch you stream League of Legends and just throw them away, like we don't care about those streams anymore.
That's
then
fine.
That's fine. That's their prerogative. They made the game. I'm sure they're going to be all right without Tyler 1. So
I'm sure.
Dude, you're a jerk.
Please don't be a jerk, people.
I feel sorry that you have to be a jerk in order to get that. It's like, you're like the guy that that had to raise the price of that pill that was like life-saving.
Is he that bad? Was bad.
No, that guy's pretty bad. But you're still a jerk. Both of you guys are jerks. Don't do that anymore, guys.
Guys, let's just not be jerks.
Don't be jerks
be
anymore.
Be excellent to each
be
other.
Be excellent together. Yeah, do it. Let's talk about our Bill final bit of news. This is pretty good because, well, not final bit of news. This is just one really cool bit of news because Half-Life 3, while not being confirmed. Sorry.
Why did you do this to me?
But while not being confirmed, we did get some Half-Life 2 news or related news.
By the way, I get my news the same way you guys do because I'm lazy and I just find it out right now and basically react.
Wow.
Whoa. My God, man. You don't say.
Nearly a live stream of just Red Bear reacts to.
Oh, my God.
So Source Runs, which is a speed run sort of thing.
Gotcha.
They beat Half-Life 2 in under 40 minutes.
Wow.
I'll let that sink in.
I mean, I almost said words I can't say.
So hold on.
And I don't like doing post-production work.
Here's what it says. This run was done on an older version of Half-Life 2, more specifically a build from 2006 that still ran on the original game engine, also known as the old engine, before being updated in 2010 to the Orange Box edition. So this is a 10-year-old build of the game.
Okay.
Yes, Half-Life 2 has been out for over a decade.
Stop reminding me how old I am. Let's continue.
Old engine has significant movement differences, as well as a long list of tricks and glitches now patched.
Really?
The most notable are bunny hopping and prop flying. So you can hop on a prop and jump. And it'll just, like, throw you up, a la Gary's mod.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The tricks that allowed us to save the most time were trigger delaying, also present in Half-Life 1, and our version of save buffering. Both of these tricks are exclusive to this engine and were discovered fairly recently in 2014.
Oh, wow.
It soon became apparent that using this version would allow us to beat the game in a much shorter time than we've ever expected. And when you look at this, it's really weird because it doesn't look like they're playing a game. It looks like they're no-clipping through the game, just like, you know, ridiculously fast. And you would argue like, well, no, that's cheating. Well, it's a speed run. You're not breaking the game. You're not doing anything to – you're exploiting things that were built into the game.
Right. It was
is that technically the same thing as playing the game straight? Well, of course not. But, I mean –
speed runs isn't for the enjoyment of the game. It's for the enjoyment of being the fastest.
It's a technical maneuver.
Yeah.
And they do this thing where they described it where whenever you save the game while holding an object, that object becomes able to pass through the player when you reload the game. So whenever you save inside of an object, so like if you say pick up a barrel, move it, save it, move it so that now you clip through it and then save and load again, it will move you up so many units in game. By doing this automatically using an auto hotkey script or something, you're able to move vertically, and then by entering sort of a direction while you load, you're able to move forward and up.
Okay.
So based off of some scripted sequences of saving and loading the
game awesome.
Thousands of times, maybe even tens of thousands of times, they're able to literally clip through the map to where the different save locations are, or the different load locations are, to go from point to point, only really having to wait for some incredibly scripted sequences like getting beaten up by the Combine in the first level and waiting for Alex to beat him off. It's super, super crazy. 40 minutes, 49 seconds. They do a video online that explains some of the little tricks that they used, which is kind of ridiculous.
That's really cool. I'll give it to you.
Impressed. You know, it's neat that they're still doing that with games like Half-Life 2, which are fairly old. Like, they're not, you know, it's not a new game. Yeah. It's been out
but
for,
but it is pretty
like
linear,
said.
Too.
It is pretty linear, and if you know specifically where the load zone is, you just have to get sort of in that load zone. You just have to sort of get in that area. And it's really, really nice like that you can still do this. Most of the time you see some crazy things like hacks with old Super Nintendo where the game obviously couldn't be patched after it was pushed out, and they couldn't update and patch out all these bugs with the Source engine or with Half-Life 2. You know, they patched the thing
fixed.
A lot.
Yeah.
Several different versions of the engine even. So
Patch Tuesdays, yo.
Let's talk about one more thing, and this is actually relating to a game coming out. I saw the Call of Duty Infinite War trailer, and it looks great. Like, it looks like we are going to space in Call of Duty. We're getting dogfighting in Call of Duty. We are getting some crazy Mass Effect like, you know,
are you
super
make me
space
take
opera
a look at Call of Duty.
Let's put it this way: Infinite War. I played all the way through it, the campaign of Advanced War. I worry that what they're showing us for Infinite War is just going to be like an 8-hour campaign or a 5-hour campaign.
The last time I was excited about Call of Duty was... No, that was Battlefield 2142. So Call of Duty would be COD 4.
Yeah, Modern Warfare. More on that in a minute. But Infinite War looks like... It's always pretty. Call of Duty has never been ugly. But no, I worry that
it's not hard to make a pretty game.
It's just going to be a tech. It's just going to be
pay your artist.
I don't want to I don't want to pay for the game and then get just get a small single player storyline that I'm never going to play the multiplayer on. Really, I don't care about leveling up a player against other people.
That's not why I like to play video games.
You know, they had Half-Life 2 Deathmatch.
Apparently, you could throw toilets at people.
Did we play it very often? No, because Half-Life 2 was so good and gratifying. And then there's also Counter-Strike.
And plus, if you wanted a Half-Life mod that was a first-person shooter, multiplayer,
that's Counter-Strike. So,
and I did play some Counter-Strike in high school.
Regarding Modern Warfare 1, COD 4, they are re-releasing that. They're remaking it, full HD, current-day version.
You look at it again.
It is really, really good. And I think Captain, who is the captain, the British guy with the the awesome, beautiful mustache?
Yeah,
you know the guy.
It's been so long. Can I even express how long it's been?
Smoke was one of the guys.
I just remember having to drag that one guy across Chernobyl and the sniper thing.
Yeah, it's really.
And then the shot you had to line up felt so awesome.
It was really, really good, and it's coming out. You can get the Legacy Edition of Infinite War, and you also get Modern Warfare 1 for PS4. I'm pretty sure they're going to do it for PC. And then also for Xbox One.
Okay, so, that's cool.
I don't know that they're going to actually do older version ports, though, of this one, mainly because they had to split it up earlier with having the multiplayer on there and separate single player. So they're just not going to put the single player on there.
Wait, so it's going to be COD 4, not single player?
No. That was a previous game we had talked about in a previous show where they were splitting it up because of the technical difficulties.
Okay, I gotcha.
Which was interesting.
I'm sorry, guys.
Because
I'm awake in here.
That's all right. We're going to have two songs come back and end out the show. This is OG Original Gamer by MC Lars, Jonathan Colton, MC Frontalot, and then Take Over the World by Your Favorite Marsh. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
OG Original Gamer. Sad eyes, fist of a stranger. OG.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points, but we're out of time again.
It happened.
Oh, man. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard
Take
Over the World.
You wrote me in on that one.
Sorry. You just heard Take Over the World by Your Favorite Martian. Before that, OG Original Gamer by MC Lars, Jonathan Colton, and the great MC Front a Lot. Fun fact, Your Favorite Martian's actually headed up by Ray William Johnson, who's he used to do Equals 3.
Yeah, Your Favorite Martian, they don't do anything anymore, do they?
No, I think they closed that project down.
Yeah,
but
it was fun.
He, at one point, he was the most subscribed YouTuber. He may still be, I don't know.
Oh, really?
He's super internet famous, and he's actually going into, he's got football commercials now for Tostitos, I think, or something.
Is it, what?
He's
You're confusing
me.
He's
written some pilots.
Tostitos.
No, I mean, he acted in those commercials, and he's apparently acting in other things, too. So they still do Equal 3 Studios, and they do, Top 10 and Top 6 and all these other things.
Right.
Booze Lightyear, I think, is one of his big things. They have a full schedule. Most of it is in, Vine clips right now, but they're taking a season off. I think they're coming back in the summer, which is pretty cool.
Kind of like I've been doing the entire time with Bear With Me.
Pretty much. pretty much.
I'm hibernating.
We will get more stuff on the show, on the website. Bear, specifically, what is the website?
Website is exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
Keep checking it out because we're going to keep adding all of our backed up audio and our backlog
Prepare
audio.
Prepare your news feeds.
Our news, our reviews. Tech Kazoo will start getting some content. For those that don't know what Tech Kazoo is, just stand by and look at the Facebook sites and everything. Look on the social media landing page. That's exppoint.com/social to check out all of our social media stuff, because that's where we're going to release a lot of it.
We're going to do that stuff.
What?
We're going to do it.
We're going to do
all that stuff that we say.
It's getting done.
It's done. It's doing.
It is going to get it done.
Done doing.
So we're going to leave you one song, and we're going to come back next week. So
right here.
We're going to end the show,
I'll have my liver prepared.
Check us out next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. We're going to leave you with two excellent Italian siblings by Arm Cannon. This
nice.
Is just a super chilled out kind of multi-mashup of Mariodom. So
enjoy.
Enjoy that for the rest of your night. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this on Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.